I said, we had injected to us the outside world of style, fashion, Tweedy clothes, Brooks Brothers clothes, style of entertaining, because the great influx of Yankees that came down here for the summer resort. See, this is really Pinehurst and Augusta were the two outstanding summer winter resorts at the turn of the century and on until the 1930s. Of course, Florida came along in the 1920s and drained it all from us. But we're still the Bonnie Hotel and the Partridge Inn, all for northern tourists. They were Yankee tourists, but they were also winter visitors. The difference was, I made up that difference because there was a difference. The Yankee tourists would come to Bonnell, stay for 2 weeks, 3 weeks, get on a horse-drawn bus and go over to the country club and play golf and then go on back north. Whereas the winter tourists would rent houses, and a lot of them built houses. I can tell you five or six houses in the radius of a quarter of a mile where we sit now. They were built by northern visitors who built the homes. They integrated themselves. They generally had to come with letters of introduction so everybody could make crash the Hill Society, but they're all very fine people, and they, of course, father having gone to Yale, he tied up with that Yale man that came in, that kind of thing, and they injected a cosmopolitanism, a metropolitanism or something. Macon, our good friends in Macon, I like them there, Macon, an overgrown country town, like downtown Augusta was the way, where we had absorbed a lot of the, not the ideology, we didn't become Republicans, but as far as our lifestyle. The entertainments, dinner parties, many wines, that kind of thing. Though many wines and all that, that's been Augusta's fine style way back yonder. We taught them a lot, and they taught us a lot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The gracious living. We taught them gracious living, and they taught us how to do it with money. So there's that difference. But our clothes, too, were reflected. The people on the hill, they like to go along with what the folks in Bonnell wore.
What you've got on now, what would you call those? Would you call those pants?
You know, I'd call them slacks.
Slacks?
I don't call them slacks because it's too long. I've called them trousers or pants interchangeably.
You ever use slacks at all?
Slacks?
Yeah.
Not in the last 2-3 years. I realized I was the only one still saying trousers.
I was wondering how you'd make that distinction if you made
slacks. Slacks, I think the distinction is, well, generally they've got a little pleats up here or something they did one time, I mean, a few years ago. Uh-huh. I can't keep up with those things. But slacks are a jacket and slacks. I've got on a jacket and slacks. Mm-hmm. Up to a very short time ago, I'd say I got on a coat and pants. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But slacks is a term which is foisted on the public by the tailor, I think, and the clothes making, not so much the tailor, but the clothes making people, because we have a few tailors, back there no tailors here now. But suit of clothes. Slacks is a very modern thing. I say I never use it, most everybody else does, I think. That's because it's hard for me to change.
Yeah. What about the thing women used to carry, I guess still do, used to carry their change in?
Change place, I guess. Mm-hmm. And then card case.
Card case.
And compact. Mm-hmm. Compact used to be for powder, change place.
Then they put all those things into a...
Yeah, I got some Virginia. Told Virginia to be herself available, she can contribute. Handbag. We talked about the collection of Virginia's out of a handbag or a purse or a wallet.
Did we talk about that?
Yeah.
Did you mention that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a bunch of things over your shoulder. That's a bag.
Yeah, I remember that now. Yeah. Then the thing men used to wear to hold up their trousers.
Braces, like the English call it, and we call it suspenders. Suspenders or belt.
Okay.
That suspend. Everybody used to wear suspenders back in the old days. I never wore one. I mean, I didn't. I never wore suspenders except put on a dress suit. Make your clothes, pants. Didn't even wear it for a dinner coat, but a dress suit.
Yeah.